Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on radio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome back to another edition of the Brooklyn Zone podcast. Anthony, this is episode number...
It is episode number 36, Joe. And before this started just now, we got a little bag on the table.
I'll tell everybody where we are.
No, I'm not going to tell them exactly where we are, but there's dogs around us, and there's dog treats on the table for the dogs. And right before the microphones turned on, Joe decided to break the seal.
Are you from Boston?
Am I from Boston?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you say dogs different.
Dog.
Than us. Listen to the way he says dogs.
Dog.
Yeah?
Like Doug.
Yeah.
It's almost like Doug.
What do you want me to say? Dog? The dog?
I don't know. How do you say coffee?
Coffee.
See?
It's a little different.
Yeah, a little different. All right, go ahead. Continue.
Long story short, Joe just ate a dog snack.
I didn't eat a whole one. I ate a corner of it.
That's more than enough. There's like 19,000 ingredients on the back of this package.
Hey, if it's good for dogs, I just tried it. I want to make sure it's good for Lewis's dog.
Yeah.
I'm a big dog guy. You know me. Hear him? You hear the dog back
there? Dog whisperer.
It wasn't that bad, really.
It's disgusting.
It's like an old ganoli, it tastes like, you know? Anyway, we're here. It's a new year, 2020. Mm-hmm. We had a little vacation. You went away.
Yes.
I didn't go away.
Why not?
Because I don't have it like you.
You don't have vacation time?
I have vacation, but I have other priorities in my life, and I can't do what you do.
You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot to take into account that you're probably still sunburnt from when you were in the all-inclusive Grenada resort with floor-to-ceiling windows above a mountain overlooking an infinity pool.
I never lose my tan.
Exactly.
How many vacations did you do last year?
I went to Italy, and that was it. Just Italy. One vacation last year.
Italy?
Yeah.
And you just came back from Hollywood.
Yes. Yes. I just went to Hollywood.
Why would you go to Hollywood?
Well, we stayed in Hollywood. We took the rental car, though, and went everywhere. So we started in Hollywood.
Were you like doing that tour of the celebrities' homes?
No,
and all that
I didn't give a crap about any of that. Anything we wanted to see, we Googled and just drove there.
Did you go to the Hollywood sign?
The first thing we did was go to the Hollywood sign. You're supposed to stay in the same parking lot as everybody else and, you know, to see it from a distance.
Not you.
No. I Googled who lives the closest to the Hollywood sign. Found somebody's address, punched their address into my phone. Wound up in their driveway about 15 feet away from the Hollywood sign.
Wow.
I got a great picture in front of it.
Very nice.
Then we went to Malibu, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills. I drove to San Francisco from Hollywood. Do you know how long it took? 6 hours there, 7.5 back.
What did you take, the PCH?
Yes, the whole way there.
So you were like Richard Gere in American Gigolo, huh? Wow.
I don't know what that means.
So you're like an LA guy now.
I'm telling you, I love Brooklyn. I love, not Staten Island. I don't love Staten Island, but all of this. I would leave it behind tomorrow.
So you're like bi-coastal now.
Yeah, I am. Take it easy.
What?
Take it easy.
No,
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew.
No, that's a term, bi-coastal.
Yeah.
Don't you know Peter Allen?
No.
Peter Allen, he came out with a song called Bi-Coastal, and it's about people that live, you know, they share two coasts. They live in L.A. and they live in New York. Why
it's
is every... Now. I'm serious.
Because I understand your underlying meaning to what you're saying.
There's no underlying meaning.
Look at the smile on his face.
I'm a happy guy.
Regardless, I would move there tomorrow.
People aren't different than in New York.
Of course they're different, but we're from New York, so we pick up on that in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You can tell if someone's being a phony bastard in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. In L.A., they all just think that they really like each other, but they're all there for themselves.
And they're all phony.
We went to a steakhouse one night to eat, and when I walked in, the maitre d' was asking us where we're from, you know, what we do home, or how's
Mind
New York.
Mind your business, tell them. Mind your business.
No. And you tell them for a reason, because they all think that they can get something from you. So I told them that I'm on a morning show, we do this, and all everything that we do here. And she must have been like an aspiring singer or something like that and thought that I could play her song on the radio.
There they go.
They gave me the best seat in the house in Mastro's. They moved somebody else out of the way and gave us a seat. It's like on a cliff overlooking Malibu right on the water while the sun was setting.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you propose when you were there?
No. No? Everybody asked that. Everybody thought that was going to be it. Yeah, everybody thought that, but nope.
That was the place.
I did not.
So you're holding off.
I am, but sooner than later.
Oh, I know it's going to happen. Did you get the ring yet?
No, I did not. No? And if I did, I would not say it on here because she listens to this.
Do you need somebody?
I'm going to need somebody. So
I'll let you know.
Yeah, every boy dreams about their day when they go by the ring with Joe Causey.
Hey, I'll take care of you.
You're blowing all these great opportunities.
That's right.
You're in Italy and Hollywood. Beautiful settings, backdrops.
I know. Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yet?
What's that?
It's a movie.
No, I never saw it.
It's up for like 11 Academy Awards.
Nope. Let me tell you something. The homeless are there. It's insane. Our homeless people are in bad shape here. Over there, it looks like it's the end of the world.
But do they dress nice, the homeless people in L.A.?
No. You see, homeless people in New York City, that's what it was.
Yeah?
Louis laughing because I thought the same thing before I went. But our homeless people keep themselves together. Over there, they're in bad shape.
Uh-huh.
Like, they look like character homeless people. Like if there was a homeless
person. Well, they're probably actors between films. They got no place to stay.
I asked somebody in one of the restaurants about it. He said there's three types of homeless people in L.A. One type is the type that they just genuinely couldn't get a break.
Right.
So they lost their money and they're out on the street. The other type, they said there's more drug addicts than there aren't drug addicts in L.A. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on drugs.
And this is where you want to move?
No, I want to move to Malibu.
Yeah, I want to move to the French Riviera. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. I want to move to Malibu.
Malibu or Santa Monica. Santa Monica is like Brooklyn, but nicer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Santa Monica was
a lot of Italians there?
No.
No.
No. There's no.
Did you meet any Italians there?
I don't think so. No,
not one.
I don't think so. And you can tell right away, but no, I don't think so. But
how was Stephanie there?
She loved it too. She would move there too.
Really?
Yes. Joe, it was heaven on earth, that place. There was you go to a place like Italy or like Vegas or something like Miami. You like it there. It's nice, but you know that that's a vacation town. If someone from here moved there, you couldn't make a living. L.A., you can move there and make a living.
Wow. 100%. Me?
Would you ever move there?
No.
Why not? You could be like one of those hipsters with their tight pants Segways.
Look what I wore today. What am I wearing today?
He walked in with an Italian sweatsuit on. It said Italia on the front of it in green, white, and red.
That's, you know.
You'd stick out.
If things work for me, I stick with it.
You'd stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh, they'd love me there.
Forget it.
When I lived in Minnesota for like about a month.
You lived in Minnesota?
Well, it was my first radio job.
He was in witness protection.
It was my first radio job. I was 19 years old. So I got on a plane. I left Brooklyn. Went to Minnesota. This was back in the late 70s. And I thought it was like, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore show running around the city like New York.
Yeah.
And I landed in Minneapolis. And then I didn't know I had to get on another plane. I never flew in my life.
You didn't schedule it?
No, I didn't know. It's not like today. We didn't have computers and nothing.
Oh,
all right.
You just said, hey, put me on this plane.
Right.
Okay.
So I get on the plane. And then I had to get on this other plane, which was a way smaller than the first plane. And all I kept seeing were trees and snow and trees and more snow and more snow and more snow. Let me tell you something. This radio station was the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
The people that worked there used to sit around and just watch me talk like I was from Jupiter, like I was from a different world. Because they never experienced. Everybody there was like Scandinavian and German, blonde, blue eyes. That was it. And there I come, you know.
7 feet tall.
Yeah.
With a tan.
6'5", tan in
with
the middle.
Brooklyn attitude.
Went there with that Brooklyn attitude.
Probably looked at him and said, what the f*** you looking at?
You know what was crazy about? I went to Minnesota and I went to this pizzeria. I'll never forget the name of the place. It was called Sammy's. And instead of cutting the pizza like in triangles,
uh-huh.
they cut it in little squares.
I've seen video of that.
Yeah. And I walk in, yeah. I said, what's this? So this is pizza. I says, is this like samples? Like we give it? No, this is how we give it away. So I showed him what to do, you know? I go, look, it even has a handle. He goes, this is a great thing. But it's crazy. You go to different parts of the country. So you're going to be in LA soon. I like this.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to move there. But I'm Googling Sammy's Pizzeria in Minnesota.
It's probably not even there anymore.
Was it in Hibbing,
Minnesota?
Which part?
Hibbing, Minnesota.
All right. Good news and bad news for you. Oh, found it.
Yeah?
I found it in 2 seconds.
You millennial, you.
Look at this. Is this it?
I don't know. I don't even know what it looks like. I can't even remember. I don't know.
Should I call them?
No, don't call them.
And find out if they remember the guy?
Doubt it.
They cut the pizza the right way now, so clearly you had a long-lasting impression on it.
You know what's crazy about this town where I went? Two famous people came from there, for one. Bob Dylan and Roger Maris. But whenever a movie came into town, there was one movie theater, the Hibbing Theater. And when a movie came into town, all the clergy from the different denominations in the town there
mm-hmm.
have to watch the movie. If they like it, it stays. If they don't like it, it goes.
Where'd you live? Nazi Germany?
That's how it was. Oh, man. That's how it was there. Pretty crazy.
What if it was like a crazy sex horror movie or something like that?
Ain't going to happen.
It's out.
It ain't going to happen. It was 1979. They were still watching The Sound of Music when I was there. Forget about it.
I got more bad news for you. I'm still looking through the pictures of this pizzeria in Minnesota that you inspired.
Yeah.
They went right back to their old ways. Because the third
damn
picture.
Damn you.
He's cutting it into little squares. The whole pizza, it looks like a checker box.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Speaking of pizza, you know, Lou, we're here with Louis, our producer mm-hmm. and part of the Brooklyn Zone podcast.
Yep.
He's got a lot of things planned. But this week is National Pizza Week.
Yeah, big week.
And we've been taking, I've been doing it online, been taking calls from a lot of people for their favorite pizzeria in the tri-state area. Now, everybody's got a favorite pizzeria, right?
Yeah, you're going viral on Facebook.
Yeah, people are going nuts over this. I mean, today alone, what do I got here so far? Alice saying a slice of Brooklyn out in Williamsburg. Josephine says Lenny's on 86th Street.
You can't beat the original.
This is just a couple of seconds ago. I'm going down. Max says Leo's in Bay Ridge. You know where that is?
No, never had Leo's.
Leo's in Bay Ridge.
That's
Doreen
Max Del Prior.
Says
Frank. I grew up with him. I used
Pepe.
To hang out with him.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in L.A. He lives in L.A. See? Look, he lives in L.A. and he misses the pizza in Brooklyn.
There you go. Doreen says Frank Pepe's in Connecticut is like huge.
Connecticut.
Never even stepped in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Enzo's in Backyard Pizza.
Okay.
Have no idea where that is. Santino, Europa Pizza.
Europa's good.
Yeah, 65th
Europa. How is that good?
Excellent. Yeah.
My girlfriend lives near there.
Sophia Caruso just said Da Vinci's.
That's
where's that on
18th,
right?
18th. That's actually the only Italian store left on like a 5-block radius over there.
Deborah says Lombardo's in Bay Ridge.
Yep. So
Lombardo's has been like, it's our number one pick so far. L&B Spumoni Gardens.
Easy answer.
Tommy's in Throg's Neck.
Uh-huh. Wait, what about you? You're reading thousands of these people. What about you?
Well, I'm going to give you so far, within the last 2.5 days, this is our top 10.
Okay.
Number one is Lombardo's in Bay Ridge. Number two, L&B Spumoni Gardens.
Wow.
Three, Saverio's out of Massapequa, Long Island. They had a lot of requests. Totono's in Coney Island, number four.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Totono's?
No, where is it?
Yeah.
In Coney Island?
Yeah.
In Coney Island?
Totono's is like the most famous pizzeria on the planet.
So take me Saturday morning.
Well, Totono's only open for a couple of hours. And once they sell their dough, they close up.
I never heard of it. What part of Coney Island? By the Cyclone?
No, it's right on Neptune in like West 15th and West 6th. And what you do is, you go in there, and let's say, I think it opens at like 2 in the afternoon or 3, and they start making their pizza.
Yeah.
And once they sell their dough, they close.
Wow.
So if a guy comes in there and buys 100 pies, they close an hour later.
Wow.
They don't care about you, your line.
Nothing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how it is. But the pizza is amazing. Leo's in Bay Ridge.
They're really good.
New Park Pizza, Howard Beach.
Yeah.
Campania.
Campania.
Staten Island over here?
No, both of them. The original's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Bay Ridge.
It's really
and
good.
Here, Lucali's in South Brooklyn.
Never heard of that.
Lucali's is very famous.
Well, I've never been to all these. You're a pizza connoisseur.
Da Vinci's, 18th Avenue. Very good. Lenny's on 86th Street.
Yeah.
That's your turf. It's
Travolta Slice.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. your trip. I mean, we're getting so, so many things. What's your favorite pizzeria? A favorite round and favorite square.
Okay. Favorite round?
Yeah.
It's very underrated. It's hidden. Pizza D'Amour. Do you know where that
is? Caesar's Bay?
Caesar's Bay. They make
But they don't make round.
Excellent. Yes, they do.
They do now?
Yes.
They only made the squares.
No.
Really?
They made those thin squares.
Yeah. They still make the thin squares, but they make a round too.
Oh, okay.
Also, see, this is tough because Crispy Pizzeria on 13th Avenue too.
Yeah, we had a couple for them.
They're really good. Favorite square? It's either L&B or Mona Lisa, which is in Staten Island.
Mona Lisa in Annandale.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They make a grandma.
That's Lenny's place. I know
it's, that. I swear to God, it's like a hairline thick.
Give me a pizzeria, I'll give you a name.
Yeah. The pizza there is incredible. What about you?
Let's see. Well, Square's got to be L&B.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's an easy answer. L&B is a given.
True. I mean, it's
so
true.
So pick a second favorite square then.
Second favorite
square? Yeah, because L&B is everybody's.
I'm not a trader. I don't do that, man. I'm not like you.
You wouldn't get a square.
If things work for me, I stick with it. Okay. All right? I mean, you know that. Round thin crust has to be Totono's. Yeah, it's got to be.
I've never been there.
It's got to be.
You know where Totono's is? When you go down Cropsey Avenue, when you're going toward Coney Island,
yeah.
You get past that big, I don't remember the name.
Neptune Avenue.
But you go left.
And then it's two blocks up.
Yeah, it's not on the boardwalk. It's a couple of blocks.
Go in there, go see Cookie.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, I got to try it. Oh, another honorable mention. Stop tapping
the table.
Ignazio's. It's right underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. It's literally right underneath it.
That's Grimaldi's, wasn't it?
No, Grimaldi's is up the block.
Okay.
Ignazio's is right underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. Incredible.
Really?
Very good. And they make meatballs.
I got shut down there in a club one time.
What happened?
There was a club there, and they shut us down.
I thought you said I got shot.
It was an old bank, and they made a club out of it. And I was working in there, and they came in.
Oh
and
my god!
Shut us down. And
you know, my friend Johnny Minge from the new 102.7.
Microphone. Stop holding your microphone.
Well, I want it close to my
vibrations.
Face. I'm not making
He's
vibrations.
All excited, talking about pizza. He's
I know. What are you, Johnny Fontaine? Here, leave the microphone
I'll
alone.
Hold my hands in the air. My friend Johnny Minge from the new 102.7 morning show.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, that's what we call him on the show, Johnny Minge. He gets a hot regular slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And then he puts cold shredded cheese on top of it.
Ugh.
I tried it.
No.
You like it?
It's incredible.
No.
Really?
It's incredible. And I don't know why. It's incredible. You got to try it. They call it a cold slice. It originated in Long Island. If you ask anybody in a pizzeria, they know it.
Really? Because
it comes from Long Island. Yeah.
I don't like anything cold.
Well, you don't like mozzarella. Like, you're not a big... You don't like cold cuts or anything
like
that.
I like mozzarella.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I don't like cold cuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to try it.
So, you got till Friday to get your vote in for your favorite pizzeria. You can send it to me online on my Facebook page or go to my Instagram at Real Joe Causey.
Go to his house.
Don't go to my house. Go to my Instagram at Real Joe Causey. And we've got... We've got over 15,000 people voting already for this.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Pizza gets people talking.
Yeah. Pizza's huge.
There's so many different types.
You know what people are talking about, Lou? I don't know if you saw this yet, but things don't bother me, you know? Mm. Like death doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Blood doesn't bother me.
Okay.
There's a show on Netflix right now called Don't F with Cats.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No, I haven't seen this.
You didn't see it?
No.
Did you see it, Ant?
I am on episode 2. How many episodes are there?
I'm done with it. 3.
Oh, there's only one more?
One more. We were talking about it at the radio station with some of the people in promotions and everything, and people are saying, like, this is the craziest thing they've ever seen in their life.
It's insane. I watched one episode. I said, let me see what this is about. I literally thought it was like the movie Cats. You know those weird people
with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
It's not like that.
I clicked it and I said maybe this is something to fall asleep to.
I thought it was Felix the Cat, something like that, and it wasn't that either.
It's insane.
Yes,
it makes you sweat.
Let me tell you something. I was scared.
What you can't give.
I slept with my dog Leonardo last night after watching this.
It makes you appreciate your animals more.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. This doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Can we give away the subject of it?
No. It's about a serial killer that's tracked down through the internet by everyday normal people.
So this is the transcript of what just happened. I said, could we give away the subject of it? And Joe said, no, and then continued to give away the subject.
No. I'm telling you the premise of the show, what it's about. That's it.
Wait, you said that they tracked him down, though. I didn't get to that.
They're following him.
Okay, good.
They're tracking him down.
Spoiled it for me.
No, it's like an investigative series. They're tracking him down.
Oh, it's true crime?
It's true.
Yeah,
this is a true story. No, it's true. It's a true thing.
Really? They show you some crazy stuff of how you can find somebody.
So, but see, this happened in Canada, I think, right?
The lady who lives lives in Vegas.
And the guy's in Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, if this happened in Staten Island, this would have been taken care of in a couple
of
hours.
One day, his head would have been on Highland
Boulevard.
Yeah,
a couple of hours, they would have took care of this guy.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with cats. Boom, it's over. Show's over. One episode, it's done. You know?
What else you want? You got two more episodes.
Forget it. We don't need a new story. That's
throw
it.
Them out.
So what is that, like a catchphrase or something in the show?
Yes. Don't F with cats. I don't want to curse, but you know what the F stands for. It's don't F.
The full name of the show is literally don't with cats.
Don't curse.
You can curse.
I can't curse.
This is a podcast.
No.
Look at you. You're so traditional in your radio.
That's right. Because I'm a professional broadcaster.
Watch this. The FCC can't say a word.
That's
bitch.
Okay. That's okay. That's all right.
You see? They're not
I
here.
Don't curse at home.
Don't? You really don't?
I don't curse. You've never heard me curse.
No, I haven't.
Wait a minute.
Me?
Hold on. Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
Don't bang your brother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not letting you get away with that. Get out of here.
I've heard him yell at some people in the building, and I've heard him say, listen, and look at me. I see you get tough.
Not me. I'm a regular guy.
I know.
A family guy.
When Leo's pooping all over the place.
Big weekend for Leo. Son, what a weekend it was with the weather, huh?
Oh, my God. 66 degrees.
It was beautiful. And Sunday was almost 70, right?
It was beautiful.
You took your dog out with the rest of the Ginzaloons in
Staten Island. Yeah. My dog loves going to the bocce courts in Staten Island.
Wonderful.
Loves it. Loves hanging out with the guys. And he just stands there and loves looking at the balls. And he watches the
balls.
It's
like his father.
Yeah. Take it easy. He loves looking at the bocce balls going back and forth. So I got pictures up. I'm going to put it on my Instagram.
These are the cutest pictures in the world. I don't know why they're not up yet. You see the bocce court in the background. Then way behind, you see all the Ginzaloons standing around. But then there's little Leo the dog, and he's on his hind legs, which are about 3 inches tall each.
Yeah.
And he's looking over the thing, interested in it.
Loves bocce. It's in his blood. He loves bocce.
You scored big with him, huh? He's just like you.
He really is. He's a big part of the life. You have a big thing coming up tomorrow, right?
Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah. Lewis, I'm going to explain something to you, everybody.
Sure you want to go over with
Because I've been doing this for a while now, and it works for me.
This might be a little personal for him, you know.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Now, I know Lewis now. How many years now I know you? 20?
17, 18 years.
Wow. Years. Yeah.
God, I know Lewis. I don't know you a third of that.
Right. I know Lewis a long time.
Right.
And when we worked at Fresh
102.7. Mix 102.7.
And then we worked at Mix 102.7 and now CBS FM. Now, Lewis, you're turning 40 or you are 40?
I just turned 40 on Thanksgiving.
You and your wife were 40 at the same time?
No, she's younger than me.
Wasn't her birthday the same time?
Yeah, but she's 3 years younger.
Same day or something?
2 days apart.
Wow.
Yeah, I turned 40 on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Lewis, for the first time ever, Anthony, is going for his very first colonoscopy.
There you go.
Why do you sound excited about that?
Because it's a great thing.
Joe's going to ask for a copy of the video.
Let me tell you something. Could it not be exciting?
I go with friends of mine because it's a great thing. Because we plan the whole day.
What? go with friends.
What's wrong with you?
But no, not together. We don't go in the same room
you
together.
Plan them together.
No, but we plan.
Hey, God, I'm gonna go get a colonoscopy.
How far up are you?
We plan the whole day. Here goes the dogs. We plan the whole day, right? Uh-huh. And after the colonoscopy, you're hungry. You could eat a cement truck. You're so hungry because you don't eat for like 12, 14 hours before they do this.
But what do you I don't understand why the friends are involved in this.
Because it's a big party afterwards.
Oh, my God, Joe.
It's like the dinner after a week. You know, you go out, you have a nice meal, you have a nice breakfast.
So when Louis goes, do you think we could get a copy of the DVD of the camera going up
Well,
there?
He'll be watching it while they're doing it. They have a really? Big, like, plasma TV in the OR, and he gets a whole view of his colon.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing. Oh, yeah. You're going to see everything in there. And let me tell you something, Lou. You're going to be surprised what's going to be coming out of you in the next 18 hours.
There might
friend.
Be a Scott Shannon bobblehead up there somewhere
yeah.
for all
when
we
do
know.
You start the when do you start the prep, they call it? Prep.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the prep go
so
for you, Lou?
I got this gallon thing.
Gatorade.
Yeah, it's a mixture. And as soon as, basically when we're done here, I got to start drinking it.
Oh, this is awesome.
And I got to drink the whole gallon.
Nice.
This is awesome.
And it says that I have to stay next to a bathroom for a few hours.
Oh, no, you're going to bring your TV and put it in the bathroom. Because you're not going to be able to leave the bathroom.
You really have no control? Like, it just starts?
Oh, yeah, everything's coming out of you. Last year's,
you know in a few
yeah.
hours.
Last year's turkey. That little Kittner boy from Jaws, license plates from the Southern Waters, everything's coming out of there, baby.
The little kid from Jaws.
But you're going to feel like you lost 45 pounds when it's done.
I'm scared that you're so excited about this.
It's
I
great.
Really am.
Because you're going to go to sleep. You're going to have the best sleep ever. Really? And then you're going to wake up, and there's your doctor sitting in the corner of the room, smoking a cigarette, singing the theme song from Cats on Broadway. Oh, and you're going to say, you know, It's a great thing. Oh, it's a beautiful time.
It can't be.
Oh, no. So why are you doing it? Usually you go colonoscopy at 40, correct? You're doing it at 50.
At 50,
right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a
history?
Cancer history in my family.
Yeah. So you're being proactive. You're throwing a banana at your dog.
It's a hard banana. Is it frozen?
It's hard doing a podcast while your dogs are barking.
You threw a banana and it bounced. Like it hit the top.
It wasn't ripe.
It's a fresh from Costco banana.
It's not a ripe banana.
Oh, Mike, but look at it.
It's got a hint of green.
Yeah. You don't go to Top Tomato?
No, I'm a Costco guy.
I can't get my fruit from Costco.
Why?
No.
There's too many hands involved. Too many hands involved.
It's the freshest fruit you can
no,
get.
No.
Look at what you did. He chopped a piece of a banana and it bounced off.
I don't
the
like people touching my food.
Yeah.
All right? And there's too many hands going there. You don't know what's going on with those people with the hats on and the gloves and the space shoes on.
The space shoes.
Space shoes.
I mean, I don't want people messing with my eggplants, my grapes, you know?
No. You can't mess with Costco.
You had a rough week, too, right?
Yeah. This is piling on with me right now.
Good
well,
way to
you
go
you
out,
you
Joe.
Were you had well no you had a rough
I'm
week
kidding.
Blues. We got to talk about this.
Of course.
Yeah, you want to stop holding your microphone?
I'm holding it close to my face.
My priest passed away, Father Gancilla.
Yeah.
It was rough.
How old was he?
He was only 50 years old.
I don't get it. This guy was young. I went to church the week before and he was there. When I go to church with my girlfriend, he's the one that does the mass.
Yeah.
I see him all the time.
Oh, that's your girlfriend's parish?
It's my girlfriend's parish. I see him all the time.
You go to church every weekend with your
Not
girlfriend?
Not every weekend. Once a month, maybe.
Yeah.
And I happened to go. He was the priest that served that mass. The guy was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with him. And then?
Amort.
Yes. And then 2 weeks later, I saw someone wrote, rest in peace, Father. I didn't read the name, and I just kept going. It was a huge paragraph. It wasn't Louis. And I just saw the button. You know, like on Facebook, when you got to click on a picture to make it bigger so
uh-huh.
you can see the full thing. So I just scrolled by it, and I went back. I said, let me see if I recognize the priest from Brooklyn. I click on it, and it's the guy who served mass 2 weeks ago. He's a kid. He's 50 years old.
Wow. What a
shame.
He
looked younger than that.
Yeah, he was only 50. He was at the eulogy, at the sermon, they said he was born premature. And he had a rough life, and he died of diabetes.
Oh, wow.
He had a diabetic coma, so he never woke up. He did mass Sunday, was gone on Tuesday.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing you could do.
That's why you're proactive, Lou. You're
yeah,
getting your colonoscopy done.
Yeah.
Why don't we all go with Louis?
I'm not
due. I'm due for one.
A colonoscopy for another 27 years.
Are you set with a doctor? Because I got a doctor for you.
You got a guy?
Yeah, Larry
Mancino. How do you have a guy for a colonoscopy?
Dr. Larry Mancino.
Well, he's
the best.
Oh, my God.
He's the best. Larry Mancino's the best.
When
I'm
you see
you.
Him out at, like, Top Tomato, does he go, hey, Joe, how's the soul doing?
Take it easy, right? Take it easy. I think we should take the equipment and do a podcast in the OR while he's getting the colonoscopy done. How about that? A play-by-play.
We just did a half hour about amazing pizza.
Yeah.
And you could have said, oh, we could go do a pizza place.
It would be great.
No, you want to go for the colonoscopy.
Because people have to get educated out there. There's a lot of people out there that don't know. I mean, there's a lot. I know a lot of people out there, you know, they reach 50 years old and say, oh, I'll do it next year. And then the next year happens. And they're 60 years old, and they have a problem.
Right. What is the age you're supposed to?
At 50 years old. And, prostate cancer and colon cancer can be corrected if found early. And that's one of the only cancers that can be treated.
Right.
And, people should take care of themselves and do that. So listen out there. If you're 50, turning 50, if you got a history, you want to go a little early, you should get that done. Get it done.
I'm Joe Causey, and I approve this message.
I'm being serious now. You know, because we're only on here a little bit. Right. You know, we're here a little bit. I want to make the most of this.
That's right.
You know.
So where do you want to go? A pizzeria or a colonoscopy place?
I'll do the colonoscopy first, okay. And then the pizzeria after.
All right.
Right. You said the meal after is amazing, right?
Or you could do a tray at L&B, a half a tray at L&B.
I can go for that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm dying for? I want to go for it this weekend. Nothing to do with pizza. Rolling Roaster.
My daughter goes there every weekend.
It's on the tip of my tongue that I need it for some reason.
Every weekend.
I saw
the wheel on your birthday.
Yeah,
we went to somebody's house during Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
And this woman made Rolling Roaster roast beef sandwiches exactly the same.
And it tasted the same?
Exactly the same.
I don't believe that it tasted
exactly
the same.
Exactly the same with the buns, the gravy,
I gotta ask your
the
daughter.
Whole nine yards, and the melted cheese on top.
You know, in Brooklyn for a while, under the L on 86th Street, they branched out and they made a second Rolling Roaster. It was like 5-6 years ago maybe. And it was a small place. It was incredible. It was exactly the same. And then like 3 months later, it closed.
Oh, there was a Rolling Roaster out here.
Was it really?
That's right, by the mall.
Really?
That's right.
What happened?
When?
I'll tell you what happened with Rolling Roaster on Staten Island. When Rolling Roaster came here, Brooklyn did not yet move here.
Oh.
I got you.
Okay.
If Rolling Roaster moved to Staten Island now.
Forget it.
It would be a home run.
Hey, wait, that's a good business idea.
It is. And look, I tried
to.
He's got Rolling Roaster coins.
What do you mean? They have coins?
Yes, on your birthday.
You spin the wheel on your birthday.
Yeah.
And you can get anywhere from $5 to $25 to go buy whatever you want.
I've never seen this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I've been doing this every year since I was a kid.
Me too.
We need to go. We're going to Rolling Roaster. We're taking this stuff. And
how about the next podcast? Well, here's where we
can we do
the
it there?
Yeah, of course. It's open seating. Oh, my God, yes.
Call him.
We'll go. We're going to go. We don't have to call him. We'll just show up.
Well, I want to make... We got to do it during a good time.
I got all the coins. We're fine.
We'll go.
Really?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's the next one.
A podcast at Rolling Roaster is friggin' awesome.
We're doing it. We're doing it. It's official.
It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM. That is going to do it for this edition of the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7 with cheese.
And I'm Louie, and I'm going to go get some Rolling Roaster.
And I'm going to get some onion rings. I love those at Rolling Roaster. We'll see you next time on the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
Number 395.
It's the Brooklyn's Own podcast on radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.